This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia has unleashed a massive rocket attack that hit critical infrastructure and residential buildings in 10 regions of Ukraine. Officials reported at least 6 deaths Thursday and the largest such nighttime attack in 3 weeks. President Zelensky described the barrage as an attempt by Moscow to intimidate Ukrainians again. Ukraine's nuclear state operator says the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, which is occupied by Russian forces, lost power as a result of the missile attacks. The plant now has to rely on 18 diesel generators that can run the station for 10 days. Nuclear plants need constant power to run cooling systems and avoid a meltdown. Russian forces started targeting Ukraine's power supply last October in an apparent attempt to demoralize the civilian population. The barrages became less frequent, with analysts speculating Russia may have been running low on ammunition. Thursday's attacks were the largest by Russian forces since February 16th. Georgia's ruling party said on Thursday it was dropping a bill on foreign agents after 2 nights of violent protests in the capital, Tbilisi. The Georgian Dream ruling party said in a statement it would unconditionally withdraw the bill without any reservations. The bill would have required domestic organizations receiving more than 20% of their funding from abroad to register as foreign agents or face fines. The ruling party had previously said the law was necessary to unmask critics of the Georgian Orthodox Church, one of the country's most powerful institutions. The Georgian government says the legislation is modeled on U.S. foreign agent laws that have been in place since the 1930s, but opponents compared it to a 2012 Russian law which has been used to clamp down on dissent. Tens of thousands of protesters gathered outside Parliament following the bill's initial approval on Tuesday. This is VOA News. Some protesters threw gasoline bombs, stones, and plastic bottles at police. Police responded by using tear gas, stun grenades, and water cannon to disperse the crowds after several hours. A U.S. congressional committee heard firsthand testimony Wednesday from both active service members and veterans on the chaotic U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan in 2021. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
This war is not over for millions of people in Afghanistan and the U.S.
Aidan Gunderson served as an Army medic during the evacuation. He says he's plagued by the memories.
I see the faces of all the people we could not save, all those that we left behind.
The majority of witnesses argued blame for the fall of Kabul touches every presidential administration, from George W. Bush to Joe Biden. Retired Green Beret Lieutenant Colonel David Scott Mann.
America is building a nasty reputation for multi-generational systemic abandonment of our allies.
Testimony focused not on the decision to withdraw, but on what witnesses described as a desperate attempt to rescue American citizens and Afghan allies with little planning and inadequate support. And they implored Congress to help the allies left behind. Peter Lucier is a Marine veteran.
Urgent action right now will save so many lives.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
The Palestinian Health Ministry says 3 Palestinians were shot dead by Israeli border police in the occupied West Bank on Thursday. The ministry says the 3 men were shot by Israeli forces in Jabba near the flashpoint northern city of Jenin. Israeli police said special forces accompanied by soldiers had been in Jabba to arrest suspects involved in shooting attacks against soldiers in the area. It said 2 of the men were operatives of the militant group Islamic Jihad. Police say the suspected militants fired on the undercover officers first. The shooting came just hours before U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin was due in Israel for talks. The United Nations has urged both sides to end the cycle of violence in the West Bank immediately. The Israeli actor known for portraying Tevye in Fiddler on the Roof has died in Tel Aviv.
If I were a rich man, yabba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dum. All day long, I bidi-bidi-bum.
Kiam Topal's death was confirmed Thursday by Israeli President Isaac Herzog. He was 87 years old. Topal charmed generations of theatergoers and movie watchers with his portrayal of the long-suffering and charismatic milkman. He won a Golden Globe in 1972 for his performance in the film, which also earned him an Academy Award nomination for Best Actor. Topal played the part more than 3,500 times on stage, most recently in 2009. For more on this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.